Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. We're on a mission to reclaim our time, attention, and ultimately, our happiness in a world that's constantly trying to pull us in a million different directions. Today, we're tackling something super important: how to create a supportive community for yourself. Because let's face it, life is way better with a squad cheering you on, right? Ever felt like you were the only one struggling with tech overload, or maybe feeling overwhelmed by the constant pressure to be on? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have their lives perfectly figured out while yours feels like a chaotic mess? That's where building a real-life community comes in. Having people who get it, who support your journey, and who celebrate your wins, no matter how small, can make all the difference. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build that supportive network. First things first, start by identifying what kind of support you need. Are you craving accountability? Someone to bounce ideas off of? Maybe just a listening ear? Knowing what you need will help you attract the right people into your life. Think about it like this. You wouldn't ask a plumber to fix your leaky faucet and then complain they aren't good at rewiring your house, right? Same goes for communities. Find groups or individuals who align with your goals and values. Second, get out there and meet new people. This might seem daunting, I get it, but remember that everyone is looking for connection. Join a club, take a class, volunteer, anything that puts you in contact with like-minded individuals. Don't be afraid to strike up conversations, share your interests, and let people know what you're about. Third, don't underestimate the power of online communities. There are tons of amazing groups out there dedicated to everything from mindfulness practices to creative writing. These can be great places to connect with people who share your passions, even if you live miles apart. Remember, though, that online connections should complement, not replace, real-life interactions. Next up, be a good community member yourself. Offer support, encouragement, and a listening ear to others. Share your knowledge and experiences, and celebrate their successes as your own. Building a strong community is a two-way street, so make sure you're putting in the effort to nurture it. Finally, remember that building a supportive community takes time. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen overnight. Keep showing up, keep connecting, and keep being yourself. Let me tell you a quick story about how this played out for me. Remember that time I wanted to learn how to play the guitar? It felt overwhelming at first, all those chords, scales, and finger positions. But then I found this online community of aspiring guitarists who were sharing tips, tricks, and even jamming together virtually. Having people to connect with, share struggles with, and celebrate progress with made a huge difference. We even had an online guitar night, where we'd all strum along to our favorite songs. It was so much fun. So remember, you're not alone in this journey. Building a supportive community takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. You'll have people to celebrate your victories with, offer a shoulder when you need it, and help you navigate the ups and downs of life. This is your reminder. You deserve that support. Go out there and build it. Share this episode with a friend who could use some extra encouragement. Let me know what you think on social media. I'd love to hear about your experiences building supportive communities. Until next time, keep that dopamine detox going strong, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.